October 2, John 1:45-51. Under the fig tree. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said, "Here is an Israelite worthy of the name. There is nothing false in him." John 1:47, New English Bible. Nathanael heard John as he pointed to the Savior and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Nathanael looked at Jesus, but he was disappointed in the appearance of the world's Redeemer. Could he who bore the marks of toil and poverty be the Messiah? Jesus was a worker. He had toiled with humble working men, and Nathanael went away. But he did not form his opinion decidedly as to what the character of Jesus was. He knelt down under a fig tree, inquiring of God if indeed this man was the Messiah. While he was there, Philip came and said, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." But the word Nazareth again aroused his unbelief, and he said, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" He was full of prejudice, but Philip did not seek to combat his prejudice. He simply said, "Come and see." Would it not be well for us to go under the fig tree to plead with God as to what is truth? Would not the eye of God be upon us as it was upon Nathanael? Nathanael believed on the Lord and exclaimed, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." His unbelief was swept away, and faith, firm, strong, and abiding, took possession of his soul. Jesus commended the trusting faith of Nathanael. There are many in the same condition as was Nathanael. They are prejudiced and unbelieving because they have never come in contact with the special truths for these last days or with the people who hold them, and it will require but attendance upon a meeting full of the Spirit of Christ to sweep away their unbelief. No matter what we have to meet, what opposition, what effort to turn souls away from the truth of heavenly origin, we must give publicity to our faith, that honest souls may see and hear and be convinced for themselves. Our work is to say, as did Philip, "Come and see." We hold no doctrine that we wish to hide.